Hi, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guest book, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
Back in the comforting darkness of my perch, somehow, I step onto nothing. Everywhere I look, I see nothing. I walk and walk. Maybe I don't go anywhere at all. Standing in a void, there's no way of knowing. Except I know. Every step is sure. I would know if I was going the wrong way, returning from somewhere to somewhere. I don't know where I'm going, but I know how to get there. I think there's someone there already. I think I'm going to kill them. No, that's not quite right. That's not it. But it's all I can think of as I walk through endless nothing. I'm going somewhere. Someone is there. Someone to kill. Over and over I repeat the words, trying to make them make sense, trying to find the parts that stick out in sharp directions, like a mountain crag that needs to be weathered down by time to dust. So I use my time and weather it down. I'm going somewhere. Someone is there. Someone to kill. Off in the distance, if distance matters here, I see it. Somewhere. It's just a shape against the black, but I see it, and it takes shape in my mind as well. It's above me. It's soaring above me. It's coming closer. Maybe I'm not moving at all. Maybe I never was. But we move towards each other, and I see it's a large, open room with marble floors. But the floor is on the ceiling, or I am. It's racing toward me too quickly. The lobby. It's the lobby of the hotel. I remember.
Did you see him?
Did you see him?
Was it too fast for you?
Did you see him? Did you see him?
Watch it again. And pay attention this time.
Somewhere. The lobby. The lobby. That's where she died. I've seen that already. It's burned into my memory. But I will look again. If that's what you want, I will look up into the floor at her corpse forever. I walk again to somewhere. To see someone. To see the manager. She's already been killed. Is that what was sticking out? Is that what I needed to weather? I don't think so. I don't believe it. But I do as I'm told. Dying isn't easier the second time.
Died much more than that. You've died again and again.
miss it or we'll have to start over.
I see it, soaring overhead. I see her lying there. Some awful thing is drooling over her. I see into its drooping form. I remember. I remember who was killed. That thing didn't just kill her. Lobby is coming again. And there's someone there to kill. And if I don't look at him, it will be me again. And I don't want to die again. I don't want to die, so I look at the lobby as it sails over me. But I can't tell how far away it is, except that it's close enough. I can see into the shadows. And in the corner, far away from the manager's corpse, I see that awful lobby boy shirking away in fear. And I see the look on his face, and I feel contempt at his disgust.
We have nothing but time here. Time and pain, if you want it. I already understand everything.
If you want it.
Please, no more!
But you don't understand yet. Until you have an understanding, you will receive only pain and time. Again.
I walk in the darkness. I walk to the lobby because someone is there. Someone to kill. I have to see to understand. I must not look away. Again, I walk for eons or seconds, and the lobby is back. I can't look again. I can't look at her, or it, or him. Him. Cowering in the corner, running away and hiding on the second floor, fleeing death only to die over and over in every room of the hotel. Powerful enough only to return from death to die again. I let my disgust get the better of me. And I turn my head away as the lobby soars by. I look down at my feet, and I see the lobby reflected high above me, covered in blood and fear. I look down and see the manager's body. Her blank eyes are turned up, looking at me, and smiling. The horror that killed her is watching my reflection too. But in the corner, where the lobby boy is cowering, is... it's me. I'm cowering in the corner. I'm lying dead on the floor. It's me, gibbering like mad with murder in my eyes.
You're so close to understanding.
No. No! As the lobby passes, I see my own reflection at my feet.
I see her standing here in the void. Fear carved into her face.
I see him. And the fear turns into awful understanding.
Killer
and killed. Predator and predated. Ashes to ashes.
The mountain has been weathered, do you see?
Yes.
My will, my purpose, you kill for me.
Yes.
You die for me.
Yes.
Darkness is the universe's natural state.
We are the light, one and separate, existing briefly, extinguished and anguished.
Now, at the end, our work can begin.
We hope you enjoyed your stay with us, your hotel for the night. We hope you'll enjoy all your nights with us.
Welcome.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, starring Kelly Nynaltowski as the manager, Mark Witten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake. And finally, to our patrons, fans, and the amazing fan artists who have been bringing the Hotel characters to life with your incredible work, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to our show. We're so grateful that you enjoy the Hotel and can't wait to share the next season with you.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.